ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस इवनिंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज, चैप्टर सेकेंड, द कंटेंट्स ऑफ गीता समराइज्ड, वर्स 54 एंड 55। वर्स 54, अर्जुन उवाच, सीताप्रज्ञस्य का भाषा, सीताप्रज्ञस्य का भाषा, समाधिस्तस्य केशव, समाधिस्तस्य केशव, सिथधि किं प्रभाषेथ, सिथधि किं प्रभाषेथ, किम् आसित व्रजेत किम्, किम् आसित व्रजेत किम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी स्वरूपाति। अर्जुन सेड, ओ कृष्णा, व्हाट आर द सिम्टम्स ऑफ वन हुज कॉन्शियसनेस इज दस मर्ज्ड इन ट्रांसेंडेंस? हाउ डज ही स्पीक एंड व्हाट इज हिज लैंग्वेज? हाउ डज ही सिट एंड हाउ डज ही वॉक? पर्पोर्ट: As there are symptoms for each and every man in terms of his particular situation, similarly one who is Krishna conscious has his particular nature, talking, walking, thinking, feeling, etc. As a rich man has his symptoms by which he is known as a rich man. As a diseased man has his symptoms by which he is known as diseased. Or a learned man has his symptoms. So a man in transcendental consciousness of Krishna has specific symptoms in various dealings. One can know his specific symptoms from the Bhagavad Gita. Most important is how the man in Krishna consciousness speaks. For speech is the most important quality of any man. It is said that a fool is undiscovered as long as he does not speak. And certainly a well-dressed fool cannot be identified unless he speaks. But as soon as one speaks, he reveals himself at once. The immediate symptoms of a Krishna conscious man is that he speaks only of Krishna and of matters relating to him. Other symptoms then automatically follow, as stated below. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। सो हियर नाउ अर्जुन इज आस्किंग लॉर्ड कृष्णा अबाउट द सिम्टम्स ऑफ ए पर्सन सिचुएटेड इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस। सो देर इज अ इंग्लिश सेइंग, इट टेक्स वन टू नो वन। सो हियर प्रभुपाद स्पीक्स, a fool is unidentified as long as he doesn't speak. So this is a very important verse. Also Krishna will be replying about Arjuna's answer. So we'll try to elaborate on these two verses. So here Arjuna is asking about the symptoms, and Prabhupada is nicely explaining in the purport about a person, the symptoms. And we see Prabhupada is giving three examples of a specially diseased person, a learned person and a rich man. And material world we see, we can understand today's material world, rich people, they have everything at the fingertips. So similarly, a diseased person, a doctor can recognize. Similarly, a person who is educated, nowadays material education we are seeing. In the olden time, especially the panditas or big scholars, they were recognized how they speak on different philosophies, how they defeat their opponents. So here Prabhupada, he mentions among all the activities of a sitapragna person, his activities here especially he mentions that talking, walking, thinking and feeling. He is mentioning four things, but Prabhupada specially mentions about one most important thing, is that how he speaks. Most important is how the man in Krishna consciousness speaks, for speech is the most important quality of any man. So we'll try to elaborate on this speech here today. And material world we see, everyone is speaking. Like Prabhupada gives the example, the newspaper, media, internet, whatever is there. So he speaks that we are putting it in the all the paper. What is that? What activities we are doing? So everyone is trying to boss himself to be the best. And everywhere there is a speech going on. Nowadays there are TVs, media, 24-hour service. When the TV was started, it was like 4 hours, then it was 6 hours, then it became 24 hours. And nowadays worldwide there are channels going on. It is a non-stop. And practically we see everyone wants to speak. And in America there is a saying, there is a freedom of speech. For every citizen there is a freedom of speech also. And we can make out, Prabhupada explains, a fool is unidentified as long as he doesn't speak. And also Prabhupada used to say that unless we speak about Krishna, whatever we speak is maya or nonsense. So Rup Goswami, he very nicely elaborates in Upadeshamrit. There is a very nice verse. He explains, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udropastha Vegam, Etan Vegam Yo Visheshita Dhira, Sarvam Api Prithvim Sashishyat. So Rup Goswami, he gives some elaboration on Upadeshamrit. Upadeshamrit means nectar of instruction. So on this nectar of instruction, Rup Goswami explains, the first thing comes about a sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demand, actions of anger and urges of tongue, belly and genital is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So again here we see the thing comes is the urge to speak. So it is with everyone. Everyone wants to show himself. So now what Prabhupada wants to say is that there is a saying that one has to speak, but one has to speak the real truth, and one should not hurt another's feeling when we speak something. So we should not hurt the feeling of a person. Whenever we are conversing, in today's world we see everyone is speaking. There is a speech going on between a customer and a businessman, between a lawyer and his client, in the school, the teacher, student, college, university, student, professor, a doctor, a patient. Wherever you go, the speech is going on. But the speech, it depends upon what is the utility. For what purpose we are making the speech or doing the conversation. So here, Rup Goswami explains that Vacho Vegam, that means the urge. What is this urge? It is this speed. Everything is measured in speed or many different other things. Now the fan, it is rotating. There may be some RPM. Similar, the electricity, 50 cycles per second. So in material world we see many things, they are measured in vague speed. A vehicle is running, there is called speedometer. An aircraft is flying, that is also measured what length it is, how many meters. Even the purity of milk can be measured. There is a meter for testing that. So here, regarding the speech, it is a vague, it is an urge. And two things we are doing through our mouth. We are using our tongue for two purposes. One is for eating and one is for speaking. So these two activities, it has a double work for the tongue. So now it depends how we are using it. Material world, if we appreciate some people, they become our friends. And if we speak something bad, they become our immediate enemies. And there is a saying, the tongue is like a sword. It is more worse than the sword, because when one is injured by a sword, the injury gets healed. But somebody is injured by some words, that remains lifelong. So we'll try to cite some any phrases from Mahabharata. So all of you know about Mahabharata. Mahabharata means it is a greater India. So now this state is called Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, Mahabharata, there is one Maharashtra also, and Bombay. All the people, they follow what Bombayites do. Mahajana ena gatasya pantha. So all the news from Bombay, they go everywhere. So here, regarding the speech, there are many instances in Mahabharata where we see just by speaking certain thing, how the situations, they change. So the one example is given when actually Duryodhan, he was very much envious of Yudhishthira Maharaj. When Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was performing the Rajasuya Yajna. So he had invited many people in that Sabha, in that Rajasuya Yajna. Different people were given different services. Even Karna was there, Duryodhan was there. And Duryodhan was wonderstruck seeing the palace of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he was amazed seeing so many different things. So one time what happened, he was walking, there was one transparent door and he was hit. And somehow he was taken back. So now he was thinking, I have to be very careful while walking. So sir, again while he was walking, he came across a fountain. Actually the fountain was underground, there was a glass on that. So what he did, he pulled his dhoti before entering that fountain. So this Draupadi and other queens from other places, Dwarka, they were laughing, seeing this. And Duryodhana, actually, what happened, there was no glass. Actually, he fell in that. And Draupadi just uttered one word, Andasya Putram Andham. That means the blind son of a blind man. So this was the, many people, they say this was the cause for the Mahabharata war. Because he spoke like that, that made the war. Similarly, there is the instance of Karna. Karna also, when he came for the archery, he was told that you are a Suta Putra. You cannot take part in this archery. Also, when he came for the Swayamvar of Draupadi, there also he was told that you are not a Kshatriya. You cannot marry Draupadi. So that also made his heart very steel-hearted. Huh? What do we say? Hard-hearted. So material world, we see so many things. People, just by this speech, just by our tongue, we make our good friends into our enemies overnight. And also Duryodhan, one time he spoke very harshly to Vidura. And Vidura, he immediately left the Sabha of all these people. So there are many instances we see in the history. This is the matter of speech. So we have to be very careful. Also in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains about austerity of speech. So although whenever we speak, so we have to speak like in a very nice manner. So our Param Guru Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he used to tell that we should first appreciate people. That we should appreciate people in such a way that they should feel, yes, I am some important person. And once you bring him to Krishna consciousness, then you should make aware what he is. We should make him understand that you are not the master, you are not the boss. You are Das, 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 Anudas. And material world, what we see, people, they want to be called as boss, 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 Anu, boss. So everyone wants to be praised very nicely. So we have to balance. So for a devotee, here Prabhupada mentions that when we speak certain things, so we have to balance. So that is the art of speaking. Today's world, there are many seminars are conducted on art of public speaking. So one time there was one newspaper report. There was one president long back in America. His name was Ronald Reagan. And one time he was about to address on ABC, American Broadcasting Company. And somehow the speech, this thing was off. The microphone was off. And he was practicing his speech. And somehow he was speaking that we are about to bomb the Russians in 5 minutes' time. Actually, he was just making some blunder. But that time the radio station was off. It was not going in the air. But if that could have gone in the air, there could have been a war. So sometimes we jokingly, sometimes we speak out of ignorance. So many things are there. The urge is there. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, Rupa Goswami, he explains, Vacho Vegam. This urge is there. But we have to control this urge. So we have to understand what will be the consequence. What will be the reaction of this speech, what I am going to speak. How it will react. So material world, there will be many circumstances, many occasions. So we will be speaking on different topics, different subject matters. So we have to be very, very careful while speaking. Because this speaking is such a thing which can make good of bad, and bad, whatever is bad is there. If in that situation if we speak good, it can change the situation. So here Prabhupada explains, that's why, that a fool is not recognized as long as he does not speak. This is one nice pastime. One time, this Abhimanyu, he had gone to Dwarka. And while he was at Dwarka, once he met Krishna, and he told Krishna that why not exchange our weapons. So this Abhimanyu, he had Brahmastra. And Krishna, he has his Sudarshan Chakra. Jai Sisi Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. Sri Gopal ji ki. Jai Sisi Gaur Nitai ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So he told Krishna that you give me your Sudarshan and I'll give you this Brahmastra. So Krishna said, no problem, you keep your Brahmastra, I'll give my Sudarshan. So Krishna, he let loose his Sudarshan, and the moment Sudarshan came to his hands, somehow he couldn't hold it and he had to give it back. So the Sudarshan again came back in Krishna's hand, and Krishna, he said, okay, by the way, tell me what for you wanted this Sudarshan. So now here we can understand the heart of Abhimanyu. So what he told Abhimanyu, what he told Krishna, that I wanted to kill you with your own Sudarshan. See, this is what is there in the heart of a person. That's why here Prabhupada mentions that a fool is not recognized as long he does not speak. Also in the material world, we see there is a saying, Chanakya Pandit, he explains that we can solace or we can bring under control a snake. A snake, it can be controlled by some mantras. But an envious person, we don't know what is there in his heart. So it is not so easy. There is no mantra for controlling an envious person. He can do anything. So being a devotee, we should know that the speech, it is of very important thing. And in our day-to-day life, we have to use it in a proper manner. So in this regard, we can learn from our Goswamis. So when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time at Ram Keli, what was this approach, how they approached? They said, Namo Mahavadinyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurateshwinama. So later on, when Lord Chaitanya met them, and what they started telling, Sukhyami Kene Amane Japatapa Tray. What they said, ki we don't know who we are, where from we have come, what we are doing. But in material world, what people think, we are big pandits. And we also accept sometimes that we are big learned scholar. But in true fact, we don't know what we are. So this is what a humble Krishna conscious person, he thinks himself that I don't know anything. I am not the doer. Whereas in material world, everyone thinks that he is the doer. So Prabhupada explains, a Krishna conscious person only speaks about Krishna as a matter related to him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time he called Haridas Thakur and Nityanand Prabhu and he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches through him or his devotees, so how we should speak in this material world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, he told, go and tell all the people in all the villages, all the houses, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran, Krishna Yara Sansara Kari, Chhadi Anachar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us how we should speak, what should be our philosophy. Wherever we go, we should tell the people that Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran, Krishna Yara Sansara Kari, Chhadi Anachar. So in this material world, what we are doing, we are speaking so many nonsense things. So once we tell people about Krishna Katha, so gradually there will be a change of heart in the people. So these six Goswamis also, they were living in Vrindavan, and they used to meet at one temple called Radha Damodar, and they used to always converse about the transcendental subject matters. They used to converse about Lord Krishna's pastimes, Rupa, Leela, this way. As a Krishna conscious person, we should be always engaged in Krishna Katha. So now there are two kinds of Katha. So one is Katha is called Krishna Katha, and the other Katha is called Gramya Katha. So when Raghunath Das Goswami, he met Sarup Damodar. So Sarup Damodar, he told him, see, being a devotee, we should be always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and we should never do Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha means what is happening in this material world. Especially today's world we see. So everyone is seeing what is happening, and every day we see newspaper, many other things we are going through just to see what is happening, latest updates. So, but that is not going to help us. So the real Katha should be Krishna Katha instead of Gramya Katha. So Prabhupada explains that the devotees of the Lord, they are always absorbed in Krishna Katha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Machit Madgata Prana Bodhavanta Parasparam. So the devotees of the Lord, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So here what we see is the true Krishna Katha. Machit Madgata Prana Bodhavantam Parasparam. So a true devotee, what we understand, they are always engaged in Krishna Katha, not in Gramya Katha. So now we will take the other verse. The verse is 55. So now Krishna is explaining the symptoms or the qualities of a devotee who is situated in Krishna consciousness. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prajahati Yadakaman Sarvan Pratha Manogathan Atmaneva Atmana Tusta Sita Pradnascha Taduchyate. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arises from material concoction, and when his mind thus purified finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness. Purport. The Bhagavatam affirms that any person who is fully in Krishna consciousness or devotional service of the Lord has all the good qualities of the great sages. Whereas a person who is not so transcendentally situated has no good qualification, because he is sure to be taking refuge in his own mental concoctions. Consequently, it is rightly said herein that one has to give up all kinds of sense desire manufactured by mental concoction. Artificially, such sense desire cannot be stopped. But if one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, then automatically sense desires subside without extraneous efforts. Therefore, one has to engage himself in Krishna consciousness without hesitation. For this devotional service will instantly help one onto the platform of transcendental consciousness. The highly developed soul always remains satisfied in himself by realizing himself as eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. Such a transcendentally situated person has no sense desires resulting from petty materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord. So now here, in reply to Arjuna's question, Lord Krishna is answering how a transcendentally situated person, what are his symptoms. So I was hearing one of the Prabhupada's lecture on this verse 55. So Prabhupada, he begins lecture telling that a Krishna conscious person, he doesn't have his own plans. Now in material world we see, we have plan makers. New year we have a calendar. If you go to the stores and all, you have a diary. Then there is a big paper you put in your room, plan maker. So now in India also there is a 5 years plan making committee, planning commission. So one time Prabhupada was giving one lecture and he was telling that how the Lord has his own plans. So one time there was a very big renowned politician and he was a doctor of course, and he was a big research scholar, and he was going for a very very important meeting, and the death came. He was traveling by the train and he was told, excuse me sir, your time is over and you have to go. So now in this situation we see material world, we are doing so many plannings, so many, there is no end to our planning. And it is said that in our mind every day we have 30,000 thoughts. Our mind generates 30,000 thoughts in a day. If we are sleeping maybe 8 hours, you count the other 14 hours, whatever it is. So we are generating 30,000 thoughts, and very few people they write about their thoughts or their planning. But in one sense we see material world, we are planning for everything except for the death. Everyone is preparing for everything except for the death. So that's why Yudhishthira Maharaji explains that Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam sheshara stavar ichanti kim asharya atparah. That every moment lakhs of people they are going to the abode of Yamraj, but one who is living, what he thinks, I am an exceptional case. Sometimes there are some people, they say, I am exceptional. Humse badkar kon? Hai kya dam? So these, they are revealing their heart, what is there in their heart. And to be frank, we see, we are taught that way. There are ads. Bombay is very famous for ads. Just do it. What is this? Just eat it. Actually, this is for animals. Just eat it means, if you see in go and see in a vegetable market, a cow, a calf will come and it will start eating, but it gets a nice hit. So similarly, we are drinking so many things, all these soft drinks, but what we don't know what is there inside. Just drink it, just put on it. It's all nonsense. So Prabhupada explains, a devotee never does any planning because he knows that he is a puppet in the hands of Krishna. So we can learn from Prabhupada. When Prabhupada, he went to America, actually it was the desire of his Guru Maharaj that Prabhupada should go and preach in West. And when Prabhupada arrived in Boston Harbor, he composed two poems. And in one of these poems, what he explains, Kastera Puttaliyami, Nachao Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Se Tomar. So he is telling that I am like a puppet in your hand. You make me dance as you like. I am like a puppet. So a Krishna conscious person, he is always dependent on the Lord. Like there are two kinds of Naya in material world. They say there are different Naya. Naya means logic. So one is called Manjrana Naya and one Naya is called Markata Naya. So now what is this Manjrana Naya? Manjar means in Sanskrit is a cat. So when a cat, it catches a rat, the rat is just fumbling just in the mouth. It is just seeing the death. And it knows that cat is going to eat it up. But the same cat, when it is carrying its own kitten, the kitten is very nicely sleeping. It feels very nice cuddling. And it knows that her mother is taking to some safe destination. So this is called manjaranaya, where a rat is not surrendered. So it has to suffer. So material world, as long as we are in ignorance, we are doing our own planning, then we have to suffer. So that Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, we will read out. And there is a second naya is called Markata Naya. Markata means a monkey. So Bombay there are no monkeys, but in Vrindavan there are many monkeys. They are naked. So Markata Naya means the monkey, the female monkeys, they have babies. The monkey female mother seal will never care for the baby, but the baby has to cling or catch with the mother. The mother will be roaming here, there, jumping from tree to tree. But the baby has to just tight very firmly to the mother. Now here, material world, we are trying to be the latest person to have all hi-fi gadgets. From computer, iPod, mobile, everything. So we are catching up with Maya. Every day we want to see what is their latest in the newspaper or hoarding. So that is called Markata Naya. To be with Maya is like Markata Naya. Anytime anything can happen. If the satellite goes down, so all the mobiles we see practically in the rainy season in Bombay, everything is topsy-turvy. The aircraft aerodrome is closed, railway is closed, all the mobile lines, no buses running, all are caught up. That is called Markata Naya. Means we are depending on material technology that is taking us the other way. So here, Prabhupada very nicely explains the qualities of a devotee. So the quality of devotee, there is a verse mentioned in Bhagavatam. Yashasvi bhaktir bhagavati akinchanaha sarve gunesh samasta sura harau abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathenani dhavato bhai. So here the demigods, they explain all the demigods and their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities, and he must be engaged in the service of external energy. So here, the difference is given between a devotee and a non-devotee. So of course, we know all the good qualities. There are 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, and also there are qualities of a demonic person. Krishna explains there are two kinds of person, Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter. So we'll just elaborate on the qualities of demonic person. So Krishna explains from verse 11 to 16 how a demonic person, what are his planning. So as I told, everyone is planning in this material world. But most of our plans fail. And if we write down all planning, whatever we are planning every day, and sometimes we can see in the evening how many of our plan they come successful. I think 99% they fail. So here Krishna explains about a materialistic person, his planning. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires, nowadays network is very famous. Everywhere there is a network, from BSNL, railway, all they are running on network. If the network is not there, then everything is failed. Bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust, anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Now Bombay means, everyone knows, sabse bada rupaya. Na biwi, na bachcha, na baap bada, na maiya, sabse bada rupaya. Somebody has composed one nice poem,
in Hindi song. And there are many articles, so many things. One time one devotee, he was telling one real practical life story. So one time one fellow, he had gone to deposit some money in the bank. And two robbers, they were following him from behind. And what happened, when the person he entered the bank, the robbers, they showed him the gun. They told him, give us the money back, don't deposit the money, otherwise we are going to kill you. He said, pran jaye par paisa na jaye. So he said, even if you kill me, no problem, but I am not going to part with my money. And what these guys, they did, they really shot him. Although he was killed, but his fist was so tightly caught in that briefcase handle, they couldn't dislocate his hand. And immediately the police was about to come, and the thieves, they ran away. We can understand so much the love is there for people, attraction for money. In Kannada there is a saying, hana endare hana bayu tagittade. In Kannada there is a saying, what they say, if you say money, even a dead corpse, it opens the mouth. Where is money? It will say, come on, where is money? And of course money attracts everyone. Prahlad Maharaj explains that money is sweeter than honey. Actually, honey is maduram. Honey is very sweet. If you put honey in your ears, maybe the ears, the ants will come and bite. But it will not be sweeter. But why money is sweeter? Because with the money you can buy one nice iPod, a TV, many gadgets you can buy for your different bodily senses. That's why the money is called sweeter than honey. And one time there was one telecast on that they were showing practical demonstration, like how money attracts people. So two people, they were standing on a balcony and people were passing by. So that guy, he took out 1 rupee coin and he threw on the road and he told, see how people get attracted. The moment the coin landed, there was a noise. The passerby, all they stopped. All the people, they came around there, they circled and they're looking for the 1 rupee coin. So this way we can see, today people, they are ready to do anything, everything for money. But ultimately money is also short-lived. If now we see IT industry, there is a inflation. So this way we have to understand that money is not everything. And material, everyone is planning for money only. So further, the demonic persons think, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, especially stock exchange. More and more, he is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemies also will be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer, I am perfect, I am powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Thus perplexed by various anxieties and bound by a network, of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. So this is what is explained about a person who is living in this world in an illusion for money, for a materialistic person. But a devotee is not living for money. A devotee is living just for Krishna. So one time when Prabhupada, he was in Vrindavan towards the end of his life, one of his god brother, he came there and he asked Prabhupada, koi ichha hai? In Hindi, koi ichha hai means, do you have any desire? So Prabhupada said, koi ichha nahi hai. He said, I have no desire. So if we see in a real platform, a Vaishnava devotee has no material desires or any allurements. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakli Ashant. कृष्ण भक्त निष्काम अतएव शांत भुक्ति मुक्ति सिद्धि कामी. वी हैव नो टाइम, द टाइम इज रनिंग आउट. भुक्ति मुक्ति सिद्धि कामी, दीज आर फोर काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल. भुक्ति मीन्स वन हु इज एंजॉइंग अनलिमिटेड सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. मुक्ति मीन्स वन हु इज लुकिंग फॉर लिबरेशन. सिद्धि मीन्स वन हु इज लुकिंग फॉर परफेक्शन. देर आर एट टाइप्स ऑफ सिद्धिस. कामी मीन्स अ पर्सन हु हैज अनलिमिटेड डिजायर्स. अशांत मीन्स दे आर नॉट स्टेबल. कृष्ण भक्त निष्काम, कृष्ण भक्त मीन्स द डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. निष्काम अतएव शांत पीसफुल. इफ यू सी द ओशन इन द रेनी सीजन एंड अदर टाइम देर आर टाइड्स आर कमिंग. सो दीज टाइड्स दे आर कमिंग ऑल द वे ऑल द टाइम इन आवर हार्ट. बट फॉर ए डिवोटी वन महाराज यूज टू कोट दैट कृष्ण भक्त बिंदास एंड मायादास हरदम उदास. सो द मायादास इफ यू आर सरेंडर टू माया सो ऑलवेज विल बी इन ट्रबल, ऑलवेज विल बी इन एंग्जाइटी. सो दिस वे वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इट इज बेटर टू बी कृष्णदास. द जीवे स्वरूप है कृष्ण नित्य कृष्ण दास. इट इज नॉट दैट वी आर दास एज लॉन्ग एज वी आर इन द टेम्पल. द मोमेंट वी गो आउटसाइड ओके आई एम माई बॉस. नॉट लाइक दैट. सो वेर एवर वी आर वी हैव टू बी ऑलवेज इन द कॉन्शियसनेस दैट वी आर कृष्ण दास. देन ओनली वी कैन बी हैप्पी. सो वी आर अनदर 5 मिनट्स. सो एनी वन हैज एनी क्वेश्चन रिलेटेड टू टूडेज टॉपिक्स.
हरि बोल प्रभु जी. यू सेड दैट अभिमन्यु वॉन्ट टू किल कृष्णा. अभिमन्यु वॉन्ट टू किल कृष्णा बट वाई, वॉट इज द रीजन बिहाइंड दैट?
अभिमन्यु ही वॉज एनीवेज ऑफ पांडवाज एज वेल एज कृष्णा. अभिमन्यु आई एम स्पीकिंग अबाउट द सन ऑफ द्रोणाचार्य. सॉरी अश्वत्थामा. सॉरी आई स्पोक अभिमन्यु. सॉरी अश्वत्थामा. सो एक्चुअली द स्टोरी इज अबाउट अश्वत्थामा. आई बाय मिस्टेक आई सेड अभिमन्यु. सो अश्वत्थामा वाइल ही वॉज इन द्वारका सो ही टोल्ड कृष्णा गिव मी योर वेपन बट एंड टेक माई वेपन. बट कृष्णा ही सेड कीप योर वेपन विथ यू. So we say in material world people they do not show their envy, but by their action we can understand. Like the example is given of a crab, the envy of a person. The crab exporters, they don't put the container with a cover lid because the crabs, they are envious of each other. If a crab is trying to escape, the other will say, hey, come on, where are you going? He will pull his leg. Similarly, material world we see in all fields of activities, any company, from politics, from sports, film industry, you see everywhere this envy is there. And because of envy of the Lord, we are here in this material world. So there are 6 anarthas, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy. These first 5, although they are our anarthas, they can be used in devotional service. Like Hanuman, Arjuna, they use their anger. But this envy we cannot use. Because of envy of the Lord we are in this material world. Because of the envy. Because we wanted to take the position of Lord Krishna. That here we can understand that we cannot take the position of Krishna. So that is for sure. Because Krishna will be always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like one time, one devotee was giving class and he was telling, there is a bad news that we cannot take the position of Radharani, we cannot take the position of Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda or all the associates of Lord Krishna because they are always there. But there is a chance that we can help them, we can go to the spiritual world in the mood of a Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor. Das, 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 dasanu das. So when we develop that consciousness, servant of a servant of the servant, then that envy can go. But material world, as I told, as long as this envy is there, it is one kind of a cancer. This is very difficult to take out. But once we come to Krishna consciousness, gradually the antidote for envy is that serving the devotees of the Lord. So there is an antidote for all the anarthas given. So the best antidote for anartha is that, it is mentioned by Rishabhdev in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that serving the devotees of the Lord. So if we are serving the devotees of the Lord, then all our anarthas, they will go away. So the best antidote is that serving the devotees of the Lord. Because once we serve the devotees of the Lord, gradually the good qualities from the devotees of the Lord, they come in us. Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajana Kriya Tata Anartha Nivrutti. Anartha Nivrutti means whatever the anarthas are there, this six anarthas are there, so they gradually go away and we become firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness. Like Prabhupada, he ends this second purport, sorry, verse 55. Such a transcendentally situated person has no sense desire resulting from petty materialism. Rather, he remains always happy in his natural position of eternally serving the Supreme Lord. So this is what should be our always motto, that serving under someone. So any other question?
Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhuji. You told that Prabhupada said that one should not, devotee should not do planning.
Devotee should not plan.
Yeah.
No, Prabhupada didn't say like that. Means we should do the planning, but we should not think that, okay, everything should go according to my plan. As long as we are there in the material world, so we have to be practical. We have to go along with our regular services. It is not that you go to sleep, then you will not put alarm. No, you have to, every devotee has his own alarm clock. We are not telling everyone there is a one alarm clock, no. So we have to plan, but you should be always prepared. No planning means, you should be always prepared. And that if Krishna says, okay, now you have to come back. So you said, no, I have so many plans. I am preaching here, there. I cannot come right now. No, not like that.
Planning. Many times we do many plans. We make many plans, but they don't come out successful, whether in any spiritual movement or any other things. So, what is the barometer which we should have so that we can know that in this there is some there is will of Krishna and it will not work? So, what is the barometer for that we can understand that this is the will of Krishna and we should not plan any more further and be satisfied with what we have?
Basically, we have to see our borderlines. So we have to see what is our psychological nature. So if we do according to what our authorities tell us, so once we come to Krishna consciousness, we are under the guidance of the spiritual master or our higher authorities. So if we are pleasing them, if we are doing according to their instructions, then we will be successful. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that a devotee, once he is pleasing the spiritual master, that is his perfection of life. So Prabhupada also got the inspiration from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So many times Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he told Prabhupada that if you get some money, you should print the books. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada, hardly they met two or three times. And the first meeting, Bhakti Siddhanta, he told Prabhupada that you're well educated, why don't you preach this about Lord Chaitanya in the English speaking countries. And again Prabhupada, once he met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati at Radhakund. That time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he told him that if you get some money, you should print books. And Prabhupada, although he went at his very old age, but he was very much successful. So also, we have to see, once we are empowered, like Prabhupada, when he was in America, he empowered 3 couples to go and preach in UK. And they went without anything. Practically, they had to undergo so many difficulties just to arrive there, and they were sleeping in cardboard boxes. They were going here, there, because they were empowered, and gradually they did very good, and they came up with a nice center there. Then they cultivated John Lennon, many other big Beatles. So devotional service means, like, we should be surrendered to the words of the Guru. So even if we are failure, no problem. Because if the Guru is pleased, then that is our success of our life. That should be our ultimatum. Like, many times what happens, some devotees, they have Krishna consciousness as I like it. So this is a term used by some devotees. So many devotees, what they think, I'll go as I like. I'll do as like it. So we have Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we sometimes follow our own way of life. Krishna consciousness as I like it. And that should not be the motto. Because like the Guru is like a physician. Our spiritual master is like a physician. And he knows where we can do better. And a physician, he knows what is good medicine for the patient. So if the patient is following the instructions of a physician, he can get well in a short time. Similarly, when the spiritual master is giving us some instructions, even if we are failure, no problem. We have tried our best. So that should be our this thing. Sometimes what we do, we think, this is what I want to do. That should not be our this thing. We should not persist. What time is the darshan? 8:50. So we'll continue. Actually, I thought it is up to 8:30 class. So anyone has any last one question? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Roji, we came into this material world because we were envious of Krishna. That time we were in the spiritual world. And how come an anartha like envy come in the spiritual world?
We have a free will. Free will, you know what is free will? Free will means, even if we are in spiritual world, there is no bounding on us. There is no binding on us. So when we are using a free will, then Krishna tells, okay, this material world is for you. Here you go and become hero number one, coolie number one, or BB number one, whatever. Because that is what is there. When we try to take the position of Krishna, Krishna will tell you are in a wrong place. And we are sent to this material world. Actually, this material world, again, Krishna is so merciful. So in this material world he has created for us, so we can enjoy here. Because there will be disturbing. So here you do your own competition. Like many times I am traveling on the train and all. So one time I saw one kid, one father, he was telling his kid, "Chalo beta, bhelpuri banao." I was taken back. Are, how this kid will make bhelpuri? So he gave him the small toys, you know, all these bhelpuri toys. And this boy is doing, and he's doing like this. Really he was trying to make that bhelpuri. All dummy. Like sometimes the mother gives toys to a small baby. In the you have that all kitchenwares, gas cylinder, Otherwise the baby will always trouble the mother. She is cooking there. And if the small baby, if it tells, no, I will cook. So the mother will give her all this khilona, whatever you say, small dolls, and she will tell, okay, you cook here. So this material world Krishna has sent us here. Okay, you do competition here. And when you feel your content, like sometimes we see the children, they go to the beach at the seashore and they make nice castles, so many things they do. And sometimes the wave comes. The wave means it is Krishna's desire, you have to go. And sometimes the parents, they pull them, what they do, okay, let me lose 1 minute. And they destroy whatever they have made, the children themselves. So material world we see, when we purified, when we go back, again that consciousness will not be there. Because we desired something, so Krishna has given us freedom. So now we have understood, okay, we have misused our freedom. But again, once we go back home, then we will not do the same mistake again. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhagavad Gita ki. Yeah.